You're listening to SBS News.
At a Uniting Church in the inner West Sydney suburb of Strathfield, a multi-faith meeting is being held by leaders representing Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities in the area. The leaders are all united over the main item on their agenda, global warming. Each is passionate about reducing Australia's carbon footprint and explaining why to influential members in their respective communities. Mother of three, Fadila Al-Battat, says it's a big job that begins at home.
It is very, very important because the woman, this is the leader in her house. So it is very good to be educated. It is very important, and because it is of the future of our kids, we have to start thinking and it seriously.
The catch-ups are led by activist group Sydney Alliance as part of its Voices for Power project. Co-chair Thuy Linh Nguyen says the project aims to engage migrant communities on climate change and has been running for 2 years.
These communities have a lot of power here. They are organized communities, have a lot of ideas. They are, but they also have a lot of, I guess, sway because they are not the usual suspects, right? Climate change is not a middle class, I don't know, white person issue. It is an issue confronting everyone. And if you just engage these communities in a way that they understand, they are on board. They will be there in solidarity with you. They will lead the charge.
Asha Ramzen, CEO of Charity Sydney Community Forum, believes there is a lack of diversity and representation in the climate conversation. She says some communities are only now being consulted on the subject by stakeholder groups and the government.
I think our communities are rarely asked, they're rarely listened to, and not enough space is created for them to actually express themselves in the way that they feel comfortable and safe. We rarely see migrants talked about as leaders, but there are many, many leaders who are just never invited to lead.
Dr. Yadu Singh, president of the Federation of Indians Association in New South Wales, says his community feels their opinions are being completely ignored.
The problem here is that we have the extreme left and extreme right, which have made this topic, which should not be controversial, made this subject very politically controversial. In the climate change debates and discussions, I think the multicultural communities have been hidden. Nobody seems to care about what we think.
Dr. Singh says while combating climate change is important for many Australian Indians, it isn't top priority for recent arrivals.
Even though we care about the planet's health, we are new migrants. In fact, more than 50% of our people have come in the last 10 years to this country. So we have to worry about other things, such as housing, education of the kids, employment.
It's a sentiment often echoed by older migrants too. But Sheikh Hadid Ar-Rubey from the Muhajirin Association says with younger generations now leading calls for greater climate action, their elders are taking notice.
The Muslim community and Arab community in general, they're not engaged very well in the climate change issue. But because of their children going to the unis and they understand what climate change means. So they understand that the future is in really danger, severe danger.
In September, 300,000 people took to the streets across Australia, joining millions worldwide in a strike on global warming. But while protest is how many people make themselves heard over climate change, for other Australians, particularly from certain cultural groups, demonstrating isn't something they feel comfortable doing. Subhash Rugani says that's because many people grew up in countries where any form of public dissent was violently stifled by authorities.
There's always that thought that what if somebody catches us or tries to or take us away, and we have to build trust all the way through.
Sheikh Ahmad Abdo from Australia's Imams Council says trust and understanding on climate change is being cultivated with Muslim communities through scripture.
Muslims have been campaigning for the betterment of our environment for the last 1,400 years. The fifth word that was revealed initially of the Quran, which is the holy book of the Muslims, was creations. We've got a concept that's deeply rooted in our faith, which is one that talks about the natural pattern in creation. And we are called as human beings to be stewards, custodians of this earth.
Vital Madala from the Federation of Indian Associations says connection between culture and climate is intertwined across communities.
We're actually big believers in nature. So nature is central to our culture. But over the years, what has happened is we've actually detached ourselves from our roots. So we're so caught up in all these mechanical life.
Omar Dabaj, SBS News.